was sent. The only people who are real people are tough people who take no trouble. Because our need for was so high that we would even become who we weren't. I have to tell you, God has had to tame me. You cannot believe the work that's had to go into me to make me. So if you felt I was hard last night, you don't even know what you're talking about. War was my cup of tea. I loved it because it was the one place that said I was a real man. I was fighting a real war, real bullets with real dead people next to me. Weird, isn't it? Acceptance is a very powerful thing. And your dad looks at you and goes, I like your sister more than you. The damage is massive. And then the third one, of course, is significance. That is the value you bring to this earth. And your father sends you a clear picture of that. He sends you a message that you are valuable to this earth or not. And the way that this message is sent is through our words. Fathers send us words. They send us attitudes. They send us facial features. They send us undeniable messages. And so fathers send us a message that really says, you know what, son? You are never going to really amount to much in life. My dad never sent me that message. Thank God. My dad sent a clear message about what he felt I was in some ways. In the realm of acceptance, one way he did send a very clear message was when I was born, my mother apologized to him. It's the truth. She says, I've got good news for you and bad news. The good news is he's a boy, because the one before me was a girl. She says, the bad news is he is ugly. It's true. My dad goes into... I tell the joke sometimes that I was so ugly when I was born that the doctor slapped my mother. Forget that one. Anyway, so here we find ourselves with my dad walking in, not knowing what he's going to see. And he picks me up out of the crib and listen what he says. He says to my mother, he says, he isn't ugly. Listen, I've got hands like this. I've got feet. I've got jowl. You know? He says, he's not ugly. Listen to these words. He is a man. Do you know those words have settled on my being? You know, one thing I've never had a problem with is my manhood. Why? Because my dad settled it in the spirit world. He recognized that I was actually built, looked like a bulldog ready for a fight. If you know what I mean, I looked tough. And he loved that look. And so I ended up growing up all the time knowing one thing about myself, that my dad loved the concept of me being a boy. He was proud of me like crazy. You might find this interesting. I was lined up for the Olympics in 1972. And it was for tiddlywinks, but... I'm only joking. No, I really was. But my dad found out about that, and he kept the cutting of me winning the national athletics in two disciplines. He kept the cutting in his safe Do you know, he never came to me once and said, "Well done, son." But every opportunity he got to tell a friend about what his son had done, he did it. Strange, isn't it? We think our fathers don't really love us or not really proud of us, and we find out later they deeply were. It's very important to tell it while you're alive. You know that song, "In the Living Years." You must tell what you feel. And then, of course, significance is the sense of who you are to this world. And many fathers send a message to their children that they are taking the wrong direction. They start to show signs of being maybe artistic instead of practical. They start to show signs of being intellectual instead of, who knows? But something the father is not sure of, he often battles with. So when you look like something he is not, he doesn't know how to cope with that. I've got two boys, that are musical, major musical guys. The last one, Patrick, he was an experience. Patrick was an experience. Let me tell you something. At 16 years old, by the way, he's 22 and not married. And Patrick, at the age of about 14 years old, said, "Dad, I really would like to learn to play music." You know who I am. And I'm looking at my son going, "God help me. Don't tell me I've got some sort of artistic, wimpy type kid growing up in my house." Because, you know, I had the same sort of sickness my dad had. They got to be tough. And so Patrick buys a guitar. I let him buy a guitar. It was one of the best things I've ever done, one of the worst things I've ever done. Because it was an electric guitar and it had an amp and it was in his bedroom. And so at special times, you would think you're just having some peace and you would hear, or something. And then he got into what was known as punk. Do you understand what punk is? And then he progressed, if you can call it that, to a thing called heavy metal. And one day he called me into his room and he said, "Dad, you've got to hear me. I have perfected something I've been trying to perfect for a long time." I said, "What's that?" So he gets on his guitar and it goes like this. And then he goes, I'm trying to keep my face like, but my brain is saying, what has happened to my kid? That is not music. That is like freaked out stuff. And I tell you, day after day, I have to end saying, "Wow, Pads, that is amazing. What else can I say?" It amazed me. So he took it. He said, "Dad, that's all I want to hear, that you like it." He starts a band. Listen to me. He starts a band. It's a heavy metal band. Do you know what I find out? They start to practice every week. And at the age of 16, my son asks me, "Dad, do you mind if I go to a club I've been invited with my band? We want to infiltrate where the dark guys are. And we want to win them for Jesus. We have done songs." And he started to sing me songs, which I could not understand at all. I had to read the lyrics. And you should have seen the depth of understanding of the finished work of Jesus that he had. It was mind-blowing. I said to him, "Patrick, where did you get this stuff?" He said, "Dad, I know this stuff." His poetry was incredible. My oldest son wins an international contest for poetry. You know what I thank God I never did? try to make them me. And so I backed my kids all the time. I said to them, you are amazing. I love what you're doing. I came to everything they ever did. I supported them. When they went, when they performed, I was there. Because I wanted them to figure it out that I thought they were significant to this earth. And so the word I'm wanting to give you is affirmation equals significance. When you affirm a person, when you tell them how amazing they are, when you are behind them, you show it not with your words but your actions. Dad, you always said it, but you were never there. Dad, you never came to one of my end of years. Dad, you never came to one of my rugby games. Dad, you never came to one of my baseball games. Dad, you never took an interest when I was playing. Dad, you never came to one of my practices. Dad, you never. Which really says if my dad is not interested in my achievements, who will be? And so we start a life of trying to live in a way that is going to please our dad. And we start to do things that we're really never called to do. And we try and build businesses and we try and make a fortune. Somewhere we just want our dad to say, you're amazing. And guess what? If they haven't said it until then, they're not going to say it, probably, until they get a revelation. I want to say to you, I take this seriously because it's really important that I pour in to not only the three that have left home, but the little one that's still being formed by us. That those three areas, what are the three ways we are supposed to treat our kids, the A's? Affection, acceptance, affirmation. That will make kids get the three pillars of personhood built into their life. You say to me, Yanni, that's all great, but you haven't preached from the Bible once tonight. I know that, because I've left it till the end. I want you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 3. I apologize. Matthew chapter 3. Forgive me, folk. My brain is on something else. Matthew chapter 3. Verse 13. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Maria's got Bibles. If any of you have not got a Bible, thank you so much, Maria, for bringing. She brought them from St. Paul's Darien. So if any of you are without a Bible, please just raise your hand and she'll get it to you. Thank you, Maria. Why don't you go and grab it from her, brother? Two Bibles so they can get up here. Thank you. Thanks, Maria. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. By the way, this is the scripture for the Trinity, if ever anybody asks you. There's the Son, the Spirit, and now the Father. Verse 17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to this. This is my Son. What does that sound like? Acceptance. This is my Son, whom I love. and in him I am well pleased. Affirmation. Before Jesus had done one bit of ministry, before he had healed a sick person, before he had raised the dead, before he did anything, his father spoke over him. This is my son, whom I love, and in him I am well pleased. Do you know just the words of a father over your life will change you forever? I teach in a Bible school in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. And every time I teach there, I have to teach this point. Do you know that every single student that's there in all the years I've been teaching, every time when I say, which of you are struggling in the realm of security, significance, or self-worth, every time everyone stands to their feet. Fatherlessness in Asia is massive. Fatherlessness in America is massive. Fatherlessness in South Africa is massive. Let me tell you this, fatherlessness throughout the world is massive. The curse of this earth is the lack of fathers who know what they should do. And so I want you to know and understand that in honest truth, God has given us a model of how to treat a son. This is my son, whom I love, and in him I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 17. Few more chapters. Verse 5. They're up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And while they're up there, it says this. While he was still speaking, that's Peter, by the way, still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Throughout his ministry, the father was supporting the son. The father is constantly involved with the son. Jesus says, I only do that which I see my father doing. It tells us he went out every morning into the mountains to pray before the sun broke. Who do you think he was talking to? His dad. I want to tell you something, folk. It's this whole understanding that when we are born again, we get connected with the Father. And honestly, there is a download that's available for you and I. I've got a Garmin. I call it the other lady's voice in my life. She keeps saying to me, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. It was an American voice, and I got a little bit homesick, so I put it onto a British voice. Anyway, so she goes, recalculating, recalculating. So there is honestly, when we're born again, a download available for us to be upgraded. Like my Garmin, it had a major fault and I started to have real problems. And I went to the website and it told me I am eligible for an upgrade of the information. Praise God, I downloaded it and now I've got it working. It would bring up on the screen what city, and there would be only about ands, pluses, equal signs, and so on the screen. Well, forget about punching in a city. There's no letters there. It had gone cuckoo. You understand? And so the upgrade, what a joy, made it whole. Do you understand? And the joy of driving to a home today where I'm not sure where it really is by just going 9, tuck, 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 and telling where it is, and it just says, keep going, and I don't listen, and it goes recalculating. You understand? That upgrade is available for you tonight. And I have to tell you something. We cannot move forward in our Christian lives until this issue is dealt with. Because if we don't value ourselves, if we do not have an awareness of others valuing us, and we do not understand we have a value for this earth, we cannot function like we're supposed to. Most of our life problems come from our personhood being damaged. We are insecure, and we are trying to prove something. We feel like we're insignificant, and so we're trying to achieve something. And we feel really no sense of value to ourselves. We don't love ourselves, and so we can't love others. You know, when you have a real issue with yourself, it's a funny thing what you send out. You know, people are just mirrors. Whatever I give Tim, I get back. I meet Tim for the first time, I go, hello. Guess what I'm going to get back? Hello. That's it. Unless Tim is highly secure and loves himself deeply, he can't beat that. And so guess what? When I go, hello, they go, hello, and I feel unloved. I go, what's wrong with this guy? And he confirms what I feel about myself. So he doesn't like me also. And she doesn't like me also. And he doesn't like me also. Well, actually, there's a whole lot of people that don't like me. So I must be unlikable. When actually, you're just wounded. And you need to be healed. There's no one as whole as them that have experienced the acceptance, the affection, and the affirmation of the Father. And tonight we're going to do that for you. We're going to bring ministry to your life that is going to break the years that has bound you. Say, Yanni, you reckon that can be fixed in 5 minutes? I'll tell you something. The spiritual effect can be fixed instantly. The spiritual effect is fixed instantly. You changing your thinking starts from tonight. You can no longer speak of yourself as unlovely. You can no longer speak of yourself as not valuable to this earth, and you can no longer speak of yourself as not valuable to others. You've got to say, I'm a lovable person. Why wouldn't anybody love me? I'm asking a question. Why wouldn't you love me? There's no reason. Do you know why? I am surprised if somebody doesn't like me. Totally surprised. And guess what my conclusion is? They don't like me because they hurt. It's not that they don't like me because I'm not likable. Oh no, I fixed that long time ago. I'm a child of the King. I'm a valuable human being. Actually, there is no young Mel better than me. I am the best me I can be. Because God made me as I am. And I cannot knock what He made. I want to tell you something. I am vitally important to this earth because I was born. No, you didn't hear me. I'm vitally important to this earth because I was one day born. I am valuable like you cannot believe. Do you know that the Lord will not allow anything to touch me until He allows Him? Because He watches over me. I actually expect to be spoilt by God. Because I'm like one of His favorite sons. Do you know that? I don't know about you, but I'm one of His favorite sons. Because I read that in Psalm 5. You know what it says? The favor of the Lord is upon me and surrounds me like a shield. So I'm favored of the Lord. I don't know about you. It's up to you. You can accept it if you want to, but I've settled it. I'm not surprised when people give me things when I walk into a shop. And say, you know what? Don't pay for that. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised when people give me an extra night for a discount at a hotel. I'm not surprised about anything because I'm lovable. I'm lovable, and so are you. And so are you. God gave you life. God chose you as his child. Tonight we need to settle your value. Amen. And I want to tell you, I want you to go out of this place receiving the fact that you are not worthless. You are not unvaluable to other people. Not valuable. It's not valuable to other people. And that you have no significance. You are going to do great things in your life. So tonight I want you to just take a second right now. Bible tells me I've become accepted in the Beloved. Bible tells me that God loves me. The Bible tells me that I am his workmanship, created to do good works. No matter which way you cut it, no matter what my father ever said or anyone else, I know what my father has said. Tonight, if you have heard me speak and you are aware that somewhere in your makeup you haven't received the blessing of your father, then I want to bless you tonight. I want to bless you in your security, self-worth, and your significance. We've got just a few more minutes, and I just want to tell you, I want to bless you in seven other places. If you're taking notes, it's still really important. There are seven times that our fathers should bless us in life. The first time that our fathers should bless us is at conception. When our fathers hear that we are in the womb, our fathers should speak over us and say, I bless you, you precious gift from God. I declare over you that you will have health, that you will form perfectly. In other words, the whole period while I'm in the womb needs the blessing of my father. Do you understand that? So you can guess the second time that I've got to be blessed. Birth. Oh, absolutely. Moment you that your child is born, I'm telling you there should be a hand on the head from the dad. And the dad needs to declare over that child how its life is going to go. The father should have in his heart already a message from the father as to why this child has arrived. So when this little child comes forth, you prophetically declare blessing over that child. Isn't this beautiful? Going to freak gynecologists out all over the place. But it's real and it should be done. Third, we should bless children when they enter the educational system. When our little guys toddle off, you remember that first day when they put on the uniform the first day? Especially the little boys when the short pants are longer than their knees. Little black shoes. I don't know. Do you have uniforms in this country? Some, okay. I think it's sad. I love uniforms, personally. But that's my preference. And so when we send our kids off to school for the first time, it was amazing to watch these little beings leave home for the first time. But before they enter that facility, there is a hand on their head. that says, I bless you through your educational system, that your mind will be clear, that it'll receive information that it should. I bless you that you will be joined by good friends throughout your schooling career. I bless you that your health will be strong, that you will be resistant to sicknesses and flus. And do you catch my point? You bless them through the educational process. You see, unless we declare it, it can't manifest. And fathers have life in their mouths. I choose to do it every day. Every day I drop my son at school, hand on his leg or his head or his shoulder. So I just send you out, my boy, with blessing today in this area, that area, the way you relate to teachers, the way you relate to your friends, the way you work when you face temptation. I bless him on every realm. My kid, the one I blessed, I didn't bless all three. I didn't understand it. The last one I blessed ended up top student of our school, ended up top extramural student in the sense of sport. He got colors in soccer. He got colors in athletics. He was the leader of the worship team at the school. He was the top leader of the school by vote of all the children. Let me tell you guys, that's not because I was amazing. It was because God poured into my son from heaven every day. Do you understand that? Larry King was alive. He was being asked, what is the reason that the Jews are so successful? It's simple, because their fathers bless them every week. That's the thing. So if they're getting blessed and they become the most outstanding humans prosperity-wise on earth, guess how? With faith and with love, you bless your kids. Come from the Father of lights. So you bless them at their 13th birthday, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. You bless them. And this is them entering manhood or womanhood. You bless them in their sexuality. Do you understand me? The enemy, I found an interesting thing. I've done a survey in many places I travel, and I say, how many of you have received a trauma around the age of 13 years old? Would you do that with me right now? Think back. Around 13, the breakup of a family, the death of somebody, the loss of something significant, a move to a town you hated, something significant at 13 years old. How many of you in this room experience a trauma around that age? Guess what? The enemy knows when to hit. And dad should be waiting. And declares a blessing to break the curse. And say, child, I declare over you that even though you face this trauma, you're going to prosper as a human being. You're going to rise up to be a significant leader in the kingdom of God. You're going to rise up to be an asset to society. Do you understand me? Think it out what you need to bless your kid in. But for goodness sake, on their 13th birthday, get around them, men and women of God, that lay their hands on this kid and declare over this child, you are going to be outstanding in the house of the living God. All right. Well, what's the next one? When they enter their work, their occupation, their vocational environment, you bless them in that area. Then the next is you bless them when they marry. How are we doing? This is number 6. You bless them when they marry. And the last one, number 7, you bless them when they have children. And the whole process starts all over again. See how it works? Fathers are always blessing sons. I want to tell you something. Listen to me tonight. If you've not received a blessing at the significant points of your life, No one blessed you in your marriage. No one blessed you in your schooling years. No one blessed you when you became a man or a woman. No one blessed you when you had a child. Tonight we're going to bless you on those. Tonight is about blessing. Now I need you to join me in faith. Because I can send it to you. Whether you receive it or not is your choice. So I want to tell you how we do this. I'm going to name the blessing I'm going to send you. If it applies to you, receive it. And thank God immediately that it's arrived. And determine you will never stay bound in that area ever again. Listen to me. The testimonies I've heard through this process have been incredible. Lives are going to change tonight dramatically. Lives are going to change tonight dramatically. Amen. All right, here we go. Won't you stand up with me, please? Stretch your legs a little bit. Just limber up. Yeah, that's it. 20 press-ups. Yeah. All right, guys. Pay attention for the last section. I'm telling you, there's pressure for you not to get. I understand. So you've got to focus. I'm starting off on the three pillars of personhood. Do not be ashamed, because I want to tell you, every one of those areas I needed blessing in. This is not a smear on your father, nor is it a smear on mine. They did their best. Maybe they didn't. Then your job is to forgive them. Cancel the debt, because you can't receive the blessing if you have anything against your father. You need to tonight say, I recognize that I have a problem with my dad and I want to settle it tonight. I want to cancel that debt. Would you take a moment? If there's anyone in this room that has a problem with their father, I want to ask you to cancel it tonight. Forgive them and set them free. Because actually they are not bound. You are. Yes, sir. That a father who died? Well, there's no problem with that, because he just couldn't do anything. It's your attitude towards him, for instance. If he died too early and you never received any blessings and you battle with that and you're angry that he died too early, you might be angry with God for taking him or with him for leaving. If that's the case, you've got to ask forgiveness and get that cleaned up. But a father who's deceased is the same as a father that was never there and is there every night of his life. Same guy. All right. It's surprising how many people suffer from this. Watch. Have you forgiven? It's a simple case of just saying, Dad, see his face. If you know his face. Dad, I know that you failed me and you didn't really care. But tonight I forgive you. Because that's what Jesus requires. And I cancel that debt against me. In Jesus' name. Finished. Okay. Which of you in this room feel as though you have never had the affection of a dad? You've never had a dad hold you, show you love, and value you as his precious child. How many of you feel like that in this room tonight? Raise your hands high, guys. Okay, so you're going to receive now. Thank you for raising your hands. It's an indication to the Lord, not to me. So now, guys, those of you who haven't felt this, pray with me. Intercede with me. All right. In the name of Jesus, as a father in the Lord, I reach out to each one of you that have never had the love and the affection of a dad. Who've never had a dad put his arm around you and tell you how precious you are. And I stand in the place of a father in the spirit tonight. And I bring to you the love of the Father. And I declare over you, you are a precious child. You are valuable. I thank God for Him making you the way He has. It is a joy to see your face. It is a joy to have you in this room. It is a joy to be around you. I bless you with the affection of God. I declare over you, you are exactly as God wanted you to be. We rejoice in the day you were born. Receive healing right now, deep within your being. Become whole and love yourself in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If there's somebody near you weeping, put your hand on their back or their shoulder. Just love them. Just bless them, all right? That's it. Just bless them. Man to man, woman to woman, please. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Guys, you have no idea. If you've never, ever been loved by a dad, you have no idea how sore it is. And tonight that has got to end for some people in this room. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Tissues are here. You all need to know tissues are here. So, you know, if you need to get some, grab some. That's it. Thank you, guys. Intercede with me, guys. Pray. Pray. Listen to me. There's a spiritual transaction taking place here tonight. Secondly, if you feel tonight... Tonight, if your father has sent you a message that you are unacceptable, really, if he could have changed you, he would have. It's not about his love to you. This is about his accepting you. If you do not feel that your dad ever accepted who you are, not what you do, who you are, your curly hair, your little round face, your whatever. You irritated him. Then I ask you to quickly raise your hand in this room. I want to pray for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for your pain. I am very sorry that you were hurt. And tonight, the love of God is going to come to you through my prayers. And God is going to touch your heart and change something. Guys, even if it's your mom that you feel rejected by, this needs healing as well. Do you understand me? So Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. By the way, if you never had a mom, a dad and your mom rejected you, it's the same as a father rejecting you, by the way. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if you saw a hand go up near you, put your hand on the back of that person, please, about the shoulder height. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus now, I declare over you that you are a valuable person to us. And to the Lord. In fact, the Bible says you are accepted in the Beloved. We rejoice that you're on earth right now. We wouldn't want anybody else to be you. We're so grateful that you look like you do, that you talk like you do, that you sing off key, that you do all those funny little things that might irritate other people. We just want to tell you that we love you as you are. We wouldn't want anything changed. No facelift, no anything. Just as you are. We love you. I want you to hear me. The Father loves you as you are. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to be anything else. Tonight, you're accepted and you're loved. So I just reach out to you in the name of Jesus. Receive acceptance. Be accepted. Come in. Be bold. Know that we want you with us. You don't have to hang around the back. You don't have to be ashamed of who you are. Be free in Jesus' name. Listen to me. God, I've watched God heal speech impediments because of this stuff. I've watched God set people free from physical limitations because they received their acceptance. They accepted who they were. They stopped trying to become something else. Accept yourself right now in Jesus' name. Bless you. Thirdly, I want to ask this question. How many of you have felt that your Father is not happy with your life skills and abilities? You actually, in His eyes, have no real significance to this earth. He knows you're on it, but He thinks more of you as a liability than an asset. If that's you, would you please raise your hand? Raise it high. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, guys. In the name of Jesus right now, I want to declare over you that you were formed by the Lord for this time. You were called for such a time as this. I want to tell you tonight that your being on this earth is critical to what's going to happen in the body. I have to tell you, without you, there is a gap. And while you're not functioning, the gap is there. You have to come forward. You have to step forward. You have to know how valuable you are tonight. And so in Jesus' name, I declare over you your significance. I declare prophetically, God has stamped on you, in your DNA, your destiny and your calling. You were made perfectly to influence this world and to affect this world. Receive significance in Jesus' name right now. Receive significance in Jesus' name right now, in Jesus' name. All right, now it's going to get a little difficult, okay? So please bear with me and don't, please guys, keep the sensitivity going here. Some people know that they were trying to be aborted when they were in the womb. Some people know their parents tried to abort them or their mother tried to abort them. Some people don't know because they were never told, but they have a sense they might have been. Today, if you were never blessed for being conceived, if there was not rejoicing around your being brought into the realm of this world, and you sense that you were not wanted at conception, the news that you were here was not well received. In fact, there could have been a curse in the air, like, you've got to be joking. If you feel that tonight, I want to bless you at your beginning. I need to see your hand quickly. Thank you. And then put it down. Anybody else? I don't feel a release. Anybody else? You sense like you were not wanted. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I want you to close your eyes and see yourself in the womb. I want you to go back. And in Jesus' name, I declare over you right now that your being brought onto this earth was the plan of the Father. No matter what man planned, God ultimately made it happen. God ultimately made it a reality. And you are here because God brought you here. And I want you to know you are on divine assignment. You are called onto this earth to make a massive difference. And I bless the day you were conceived. I bless the moment that people realized you were a reality. I bless you with life in your being. I bless you with life throughout your physical being. from this day forth in Jesus' name. All strange sicknesses to come off of you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, work with me in the spirit, okay? Pray with me. Pray. We're fighting here for people's lives. The second thing I want to bless you at is the day you were born. What happened on the day you were born? Is there a sad story about that? There was about me. My birth was a sad story. The day I was born by instruments. And I know that there was tension. No one told me. I know there was tension in my home. I know it. You need to receive the blessing of a father today for the day you were born. How many of you need blessing right there, the day you were born? You were never blessed by a father. You want to be blessed right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Right. Guys, I'm praying, you receiving, okay? Put your hand on your heart each time I bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, that moment that one of these people came forth into life, into this world, I bless that day that they were born. I bless that day that that little mouth cried out for the first time. I bless that day that those little legs kicked. I bless the day, Lord, that they were born. And I want to thank you, Lord, that they are on this earth and that they are vital human beings, that they, Lord, have brought with them hope to thousands of people. If they were never born, Lord, this would have been a waste. There would have been something missing, but they are here and we thank you for them. We thank you that the attempts to kill them failed. We want to thank you that they're alive tonight. And Lord, we bless their being and their beginnings in Jesus' precious name. If you went into the educational system and never received the blessing, and honestly, your school career was just an uphill battle, raise your hand. I want to bless you. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm telling you what I'm going to bless is your brain. No, I'm serious. When we received Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:4, we were enriched in every way, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Your mind, you received the mind of, in the name of Jesus, I speak to each one of you, receive now. Receive intelligence in the realm of the spirit. Receive a brain that understands. Receive ways of gathering information. Receive the ability to relate to friends. Receive the ability to work with leaders and authority. Receive the ability to grow as a person in a learning environment. Receive the ability to start to be formed for the future. Receive. In the name of Jesus, blessing over your life. I curse the lies said over you by teachers. I reverse and renounce statements that said, you are going to amount to nothing. You are a waste of oxygen. Those things I lift off of your life in Jesus' name. And I declare from tonight, your mind is going to be open. You're going to be able to receive. You're going to be able to grow. You're going to be able to do things like no one else you ever saw changed. You will be changed tonight. You agree with me? You say amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now you're 13 years old. Life has done a bad move on you. Something's gone wrong. Trauma has hit you. Somebody has fiddled with you sexually. Something has gone on that shouldn't have happened. And you need to be changed. Joy of the Lord. Get it, but receive, receive, receive. Listen to me. When you get to the age of 13, what happened? Who blessed you? If you were a mess like me, tonight's your night. That's it. I don't even have to ask anymore. You just raised. Thank you. That's great. You know what to do next. Put it on your heart. Put it on your body. Put it somewhere where you've been messed up. And in Jesus' name, I declare over you right now that you are going to start to form as a man and a woman. You're going to stop being a little boy. You're going to stop being a little girl. You're going to stop feeling sorry for yourself. You're going to stop looking for someone to love you and care for you. You're going to be able to take responsibility. You're going to become a leader. You're going to become an innovator. You're going to become a father and a mother of note. You're going to become a friend that brings health and life to others. I declare over you that you're going to work and bring forth tremendous changes. Something in your being is going to adjust tonight. You're not going to be that victim anymore. You're going to break through and become a victor. You're going to overcome in Jesus' name. You're not going to look for handouts any longer. You're going to be one who gives handouts in Jesus' name. I declare significance over your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. You're not a little boy. You're not a little girl. You're a man and a woman of Almighty God in Jesus' name. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Receive, guys. Something is breaking. You know it's going. Now you're just about to go into your vocation. You're going to get a job. You're going to step out, and your dad and others have said to you, are you joking? What are you aiming so high for? Rather stay where you're safe. And you know you were born for great things, and you have settled for something lower than you were ever supposed to settle for. And I declare over you tonight, if that's you, I declare over you tonight that you are going to start to become an achiever in the world that you live in. That you are going to start to get promotions. That you are going to start to get jobs. That you are going to start to get called upon to do the research. You're going to get called upon to travel overseas. You're going to be called upon to start the new company. You're going to be called upon to be the person who they can trust and be put in management. You're going to become a new person in the realm of vocation. You're not going to be average. You're going to be supernatural in your outlook and your abilities and your opportunities. In Jesus' name, I declare now that finances that should have come to you is going to catch up to you. I declare that which you've lost because somebody told you you can't is going to come back. In the name of Jesus, you are told you're the bottom of the rung. I tell you, you're the top of the ladder. In Jesus' name. Right now, I declare that you were made for success. God has called you to make a difference. You were born for such a time as this. In your ministry and in your vocation, that which you give to this earth, you will not be average. You will be always excellent in Jesus' name. I declare over you that you won't be looking for a place. People will be looking to place you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, receive that. Receive that. Don't accept anything less. You were made for this time. Thank you, Jesus. In your marriages, those of you in your marriages, you got married and someone never blessed you in your marriage. You were a woman alone that never had a dad. You were a son that never had a dad. You got married, you had no one that said, I bless you, my child. Would you raise your hands? I bless your and my marriage. I bless you. I bless you tonight with fruitful years. I bless you with peace and love and joy that are the hallmarks of your home. I bless you with laughter in the bedroom. Good food in the kitchen. Fellowship in the kitchen, but wherever you go, love, joy, and peace is permeating your life. I declare that you will walk long together. I declare that no one will separate you. I declare that the friends around you will enhance your marriage experience. I declare that you'll have mothers and fathers in the faith that will watch over you and counsel you at difficult junctures. I call to you God's best, that your home would shine on the street you live, that the neighbors would know here lives a man and a woman of God. If you're not married yet, I'm taking the privilege of blessing you in case somebody doesn't. So young men, young women in this room tonight, if you've never been married, I declare over you tonight that your partner is going to be the right one. You're not going to fiddle and mess around. God is going to drag that man and that woman to you in a way that is supernatural. That you will know that you know that you know. That when you join, your marriage will be absolutely blessed from the Father that we serve. That day where you say, I do, from that moment, there will be the stamp of heaven on your life. And the Lord would say, I do too. And those of you who've had children, if you've never blessed them, or you've never been blessed in having children, I'd like to bless you tonight. If no one has ever blessed you in the process of having children, I'd like to do that. You say, well, Yanni, my kids are 30, 40 years old. Tough. You're still having children. It's spiritual children, grandchildren. Listen, it never stops. Go forth and multiply. We do that. So if you need blessing in the realm of having children, raise your hands, please. In Jesus' name, I bless you in the ability not only to have children. Blessed be the fruit of your womb, ladies. Blessed be the seed of your bodies, men. That your children would rise up and call you blessed. That you would see the mark of the Lord on them. That they would indeed grow up around your table like vines that bear much fruit. I pray for you that your children would walk in the ways of God. I pray against every single work of darkness that stops you from producing outstanding children. I bless your ability to sense what needs to be done at what time with children. So receive these blessings from the Father above. Reach out right now to Him, all of us, as we go. Father, thank you for blessing. We are nothing without your blessing. Lord, your blessing simply makes rich. So today, I want to thank you that there has been a spiritual breakthrough in those that have come here tonight, that their lives have been touched, that, Lord, they will never be the same. They won't fight the same wars. They will not fight the same battles in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, because you're the source. You're the source of all life. Give him a hand. Bless his name. Honor him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
Just go ahead and just have a seat for a second, folks, if you would. We have been blessed. Now you see there's a difference between the cliche of saying you're blessed We've been truly blessed, and we'll never be the same. I really believe that. I really believe that. Scripture says that children will rise up and bless their parents. And I know the hour is late and want you to remember to bless Jan and Sarah on your way out this evening. But we want to take a moment. We want to bless them tonight with our love and with our prayers and prophetically. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to ask just any of our prayer team's members or board members also that are here, would you just come and join me? And Jan and Sarah, please come. We want to just pray and just extend a hand of blessing back to them. Come on, guys. Yeah. We're just going to take a moment, and guys, we only have time. Just we can't belabor this, but just three or four words, maybe that the Lord will give you to speak to encourage and speed along Jan and Sarah. Just bless them and just open up to them just some insight from the Holy Spirit about what's going to come for them next, so that they can prepare and adjust, as Jan was sharing with us. And then after we've heard a bit from the Holy Spirit, I'm going to invite everybody to just have some moments to just, we're going to cry out to the Lord unitedly for them in intercession, that the Lord will give them Godspeed. Amen. So let's just begin to worship the Lord for a moment, and then I'm going to ask these friends to just share what the Spirit is showing them. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship Him. Thank you, Jesus, for these choice servants of yours, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Ho karatandia la ramashe. Hushala.